Okay, so there's a whole lot of things to do for the group, so we decided to mainly just focus on the three main things that we would like to see in 2038, and we had actually five, so we had, even those we had to whittle down. So how we looked at it is, it's 2038, and our area council is looking around Sri Ratna, and we're seeing different things about how our movement and community looks like. And we have three main areas. I'll talk about young people, Buddy Vance will talk about financial abundance, and Viri Maya will talk about situations of intensity. Yes. Okay. So the first one is about young people. And before I turn over, in 2038, the situation has evolved over many years, and it particularly came out of a really good international council meeting way back in the past, in those turbulent days after Banti's death in 2019, where it was realised this is a great meeting, we all have a lot of leadership and vision, but who are going to be the next generation of people running the international councils in the years to come? The people who have been in the order for many years, who have known each other very well, and who are going to carry on Sri Ratna when we're too old, when the people back in 2019 were too old to do that. So the first point that we wanted, that we saw, that we're very happy about when we looked around in 2038, is that there was lots of people in positions of responsibility who were in their 40s, but have been living and working together for 10 to 20 years or more of that stage. So they're well in a position to take on the leadership of our community, and have been doing that together for many years at that point. So they have this maturity, even though they're still only in their 40s. And we noticed that there are loads of young people, young people being in their teens up to the age of 25, in our centres, in our institutions. You know, we tried to quantify what loads means, but we didn't want to nail it down too much, but I'm sure you get a sense of what loads means. It's a technical term, but it'll work. And those institutions are a really welcoming place for young people to come along to. So young people can come along to those institutions, they feel very welcome, and they feel like, they can really engage with that. Did we have one about the numbers of young order members?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't write that up, I'm sorry. So we also have, what was it again?
500.
500 young order members in the order.
Under the age of 40.
Under the age of 40, as part of our community as well, when we look around us in 2038. So 500 young order members. And a large part of that has been a clarifying of the ordination processes, where any log jams have been, log jams due to central logistics of retreat centre size, numbers of order members given Kelly and Amitrita have been resolved. So maybe we even have Padma Lokas and Tiratna Lokas in Europe, in Ireland, in the various places around the world to help young people get ordained much more quickly. And then, lastly, in terms of young people, there's a clear path for all these young people to come along to get more involved, to become more committed, and to take on responsibility in all of our institutions and in our communities. Yep. So now I'll hand over to Buddy Vance.
So in our looking around in 2038, we did a sort of a financial audit of Wells, as well as how well Sri Ratna was doing and how well it's being resourced. So we noticed a culture of giving has become an integral part of the Dharma life of anybody involved in Sri Ratna. So the first response is always to give. And that's both individually and institutionally. So when there's ever a call for funds, the institutions and the Sangha respond positively. We were overjoyed in 2038. And Future Dharma is able to give away £10 million every year to projects to further the Dharma and spread Banti's teachings worldwide, possibly Stella by then. And that's not Stella McCartney. Right, a clear and strategic financial governance. It's okay to have lots of money, but you still, even if you've got an enormous abundance, you still need to look after how you're spending it and where you're spending it to the best effect. So clear and strategic financial governance by a leadership body, which may be you. And the Sri Ratna International Bank is well established, almost a bank on every high street, certainly a virtual bank. But they're probably all gone by 2038. We can't see many other banks. There is only one bank on every high street, and that's the Tree Ratner International Bank. And it's used by the Sangha as well as other institutions because of its ethical credibility and ethical sense. A lot of people are moving their money into ethical finance now and ethical investments, and this is an ideal opportunity for them to work that, their money well but ethically. Oh, and of course with a bank you get the opportunity to have bold and effective initiatives. Okay, lots of money to spend on almost. And also, almost on every high street, we've got profitable team-based livelihood businesses associated at least with most of our major centres and maybe all towns in the world. That'd be great, wouldn't it? But at least in UK and Ireland and covered by our area. An example would be the enormous and expanding Growing Llamas Pyjamas franchise. Now with hundreds of outlets all round, an outlet near you. And also non-geographical businesses. Not thinking about this, so we don't have to think geographically, we can think virtually. Businesses that make money by their very existence, such as Facebook and YouTube and things like that, which make an enormous amount of money, but work in teams, but don't need a physical location, but still make enormous amounts of money. Anyway, but all of that financial abundance is providing some financial support for those within Tree Ratner taking responsibilities, financing what they want to do and financing them personally. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so leading on from this and connected with it, we see looking round the UK and Ireland in 2038, a lot of situations of intensity. So you've got people living, working and practicing together in a strongly Dharmic context. So whether that's in centres, in team-based right livelihoods, in places like Buddha Field. So we've got also intensive Dharma training situations like a Buddhist college, and it could have lots of different branches, different places where people can come together and study and live together. We also see that most centres have a range of communities and housing associations, co-housing, that sort of thing. So people can come in because they like the housing and then gradually get more involved with the centre, but also we're offering housing situations to people who are already involved. There are viharas or monastic situations where there are core members living there all the time and they invite long-term guests, so people can come and stay for 3 months, for a year, to really get that opportunity to live in that intensive way. There are business ventures, as Bodhi Vamsa said, where people can work intensively together. So there are opportunities for people to get involved in intensive situations locally. You know, so there's the Hull one, and there's the Bury one, and there's the Highlands and Islands one, and the Penzance one, wherever we see. There's the Belfast one, and
Galway
one, in each centre. Yeah. So, in summary, we're thinking about, you know, that intense awareness of young people being in positions of responsibility, being really involved in the order, the financial abundance, Ratna Sambhava reigning supreme, giving and receiving, and situations of intensity. And of course, each of these will feed in to the. Thank you.